शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज विशेष श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी के अवसर पर।
Today, especially on the auspicious occasion of Shri Krishna Janmashtami, while carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that it was beautifully decorated today. There were the scenes of the Golden Age. On one side there were beautiful decorated palaces, on this another corner gardens. There were fruits in some other place, different things in different corners. The lovely scenes of the Golden Age were emerged. For a few seconds I continued to take in all these scenes. Then from a distance I saw that it appeared to be Baba's form, but also Krishna's form, and along with them gopis and gopis. They were all beautifully decorated and they were coming closer and closer, but in doing the divine ras, the divine dance. So it was a very lovely scene that one wished to continually watch. I then told Baba that today I gave everyone's message to Baba that everyone is calling, inviting you to come to Madhuban, that Shri Krishna should come to Madhuban with his gopis and gopis, so come to Madhuban and perform the divine ras there. So the form of Shri Krishna was smiling so sweetly. What did I then see? I saw many angels standing before me. So what did Shri Krishna do? Shri Krishna then very beautifully, very gently invited them, the angels, to come closer, and each of those angels became a beautifully decorated gopis and gopis. So they were initially angels of light, then became these colorful and beautiful gopis and gopis, and they all then started to perform the divine dance, the ras. So there was one group of those angels who had transformed into gopis and gopis, and the other group was the gopis and gopis who had come originally with Shri Krishna. So there was a slight difference between the two groups of gopis and gopis. So I was looking at each group very closely. I saw that those who had come initially with Shri Krishna, the gopis and gopis, they were equal with to each other. They were dancing in synchrony with each other. But those angels who had transformed into gopis and gopis, their circle was slightly different. The dance was slightly different. They were slightly elevated. There was a slight of fluctuation. Shri Krishna was dancing with everyone. And as everyone was dancing, rays of golden light were falling on each of them like golden petals. And then what did I see? That all those golden petals became like a carpet. And everyone was dancing on this beautiful carpet. So this went on for a while and everyone was enjoying themselves. They were in great pleasure. I then, the scene then merged, and then I saw Baba, Brahma Baba, Bap Dada, but that image then transformed into Krishna. So while I was speaking to Baba, it was as though Krishna's image was also visible, merged within the two. So when I was looking at Sri Krishna, it was as though the image of the gopis and gopis and the divine ras also emerged. After a few seconds, Baba said, "Did you see, child? It was the thought of the children that Baba comes, Baba fulfilled in the form of Sri Krishna. Baba invited all the children to the subtle region. Baba emerged both forms, the angelic form, the present angelic form, and the future gopis and gopis form. And Baba also enabled everyone to experience these parts. So I then said that Baba, those angels who had become gopis and gopis, their feet were slightly elevated. Why was that? So Baba said, Baba explained that the angels are always in an elevated stage. The feet of the intellect does not touch the ground. And in contrast, the gopis and gopis of the golden age will always be in synchrony, in one form. So Baba enabled everyone to have an experience, to have a glimpse of both forms. Baba, I then said, Baba, everyone is remembering you a lot. And then what emerged was a very beautiful form of Baba's. I then asked Baba, where did you go today, Baba? So Baba said, should I tell you where, should I show you where I went today? And as Baba said that, what emerged was scenes of the different ways that Sri Krishna Janmashtami is being honored and celebrated across the world, and so those different scenes were visible on a screen. Baba was standing in front of the screen, and as these scenes were passing one by one, Baba was giving vibrations, Baba was giving drishti to all of them with his right hand of blessings raised. So it was as though the devotee souls were having visions of Sri Krishna. Some were dancing with him, some were holding his hand, some were worshipping him. So Baba said, did you see? There is such great importance for this day. It's also an important day for you children. The devotee souls are lost in their worshipping and singing praise of Krishna. But when you children go to your future kingdom of the golden age, you know that there will be nothing lacking in that kingdom. So as Baba said that, once again, that whole scene of the kingdom emerged, the small form of Krishna with his gopis and gopis, there was greenery all around, they were performing their divine dance, and then Krishna in his bigger form, and then the image of the princes and princesses all around him. So different ages of Krishna were visible. Baba then said, what did the children have to do now? Time is close. But in order to experience your own kingdom, you have to experience it right now in the confluence age. And this is what Baba enables you to experience from time to time. Baba was smiling very deeply. He emerged all the children once again. Baba was in the Krishna form, and all the children were in the gop and gopi form, the princes and princesses form, and then Baba made everyone dance a great deal. So they did so much of their dancing in joy. And then Baba held, took each one's hand, and as they say in bhakti, that each gopi and gopi always felt that Krishna was with him. The same way Baba, it was as though Baba was with each child. And it was not possible to know if Baba was with someone or was not with someone. It just appeared as though he was standing with each gopi and gopi. Baba said, today Baba has given his hand into the children's hand. Sometimes Baba asks for the children to place their hand in Baba's hand, but today Baba has himself taken hold of each one's hand as Krishna and is making everyone do the divine dance, the ras, and each one is becoming equal to each other, similar, and there's harmony. And then what appeared was a very large pot, as we have a pot of butter. Baba then just raised his hand and made a signal. That pot then became a very expanded in a way and became like a canopy. And under that canopy were the gopis and gopis performing their divine dance. Baba said, did you see that? Baba has called the children to the kingdom so that they can experience scenes of the kingdom. Within the confluence age, Baba has kept all the children under his canopy of protection. He is feeding everyone the butter of supersensuous joy. He is giving them the experience of the supersensuous joy. So from that canopy of protection, where something was dangling from it, so there was rays of light spreading out from that, and it was as though blessings were reaching each child. They were continuing with their dance under the canopy, and from corners of the canopy, there was something, there were strings dangling from the canopy, and from each string was a blessing that was reached each child. The blessings were gold in form, gold in color, and the very beautiful blessings written on that. On one was written, may you be perfect, may you be a victorious jewel, may you become the embodiment of giving visions, may you become the dearly beloved deity. So these various blessings were reaching each child. And as they were seeing, reading their blessing, it was as though each child was becoming the embodiment of that, and they were then giving vibrations and sharing blessings all around. Today is the day of blessings. Today is the day to have experiences. Baba explained this. This is the day to enable others to have experiences too. Today is the day of supersensuous joy. So you just continue to dance, enjoy, continue to dance with Sri Krishna. And continue to experience scenes of your golden aged future world, future kingdom. I then said, Baba, I have brought bhog today as well. As Baba picked up the bhog, I offered the bhog first to Baba, and then what did Baba do? He emerged all the brothers and sisters in front of him. There was a very beautiful
crystal.
Baba then fed everyone butter, but butter appeared in a crystal form, and as each crystal reached each child, there were colorful rays of light that emerged from each crystal that transformed each one's image into a very beautiful form. Baba said, you will anyway become very beautiful in the golden age, but within the confluence age as well, The more you make yourself like a clear crystal, you will continue to attain blessing powers. You will have more experiences of your original form and enable others to do the same. Baba was sharing a lot of love with the children. Until the end, Baba wanted the children to dance, the divine dance. The children always want to have experiences of meeting with the Father of the new world. So Baba continues to give these experiences. It was a very beautiful form. It appeared as though everyone was in the golden age, in Sri Krishna's kingdom. They were celebrating a meeting with him and they were dancing the divine dance. Baba then gave lots of loving remembrances for everyone. In the confluence age, continue to dance in these experiences and enable others to dance in the same way. I then returned. Om Shanti.